Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
It is a truth universally acknowledged that when a family such as the Gills come upon a village like Ambridge, they have a grand party, to which the whole of society is invited, bunting is arranged, llamas are kept at a discreet distance, and all of Borchester is flapping with excitement.
Mrs. Woolley, can I get you anything? How good of the Gills to wheel you in so you could see Home Farm. Of course, you know Mrs. Gill has a wonderful collection of porcelain potato peelers and an absolutely huge...
Emma, get along with you. Mrs. Woolley doesn't want to hear gossip. Although our dear Fanny wrote to us earlier this week from Little Croxley. Apparently, someone had a new bonnet, so that kept us scandalised for the whole week. Oh, I cannot wait for our dear Fanny to return home.
Yeah, Ed said he was looking forward to seeing a bit of Fanny.
Now, who is that young soldier over there promising Miss Button that she can see his regalia?
That's Captain Jasimir Creary. He's come along with Corporal Jacob Hackinson. That's him, the one with a face like a slapped arse.
Emma, what a distinguished-looking young man. Corporal Hackinson, I mean, not the one in the skirt. I understand he has quite £2,000 a year and a house in Licky End.
Fair Brother Phaetons can get you from Borchester to Bath in the most stylish of manners. We have new open-sided low-slung Phaetons for ease of alighting, while still being able to be seen by all the right people. Or if you'd like a more comfy drive, you can choose from our selection of curricles, or with a seat, a trunk, lamps, and a sword case. Guaranteed arrival within 3 days of being asked for. Send for Fair Brother Phaetons for the ride of your life. Please be aware that if you have one too many clarets and hoy down the side, then a charge will be incurred.
In the corner of the ballroom, two young men stand. One, a handsome, proud and haughty man, who looks as though someone has recently broken wind, and next to him, a younger, shorter, fresher-faced man, who has.
You're not enjoying the attention then, Corporal Hackinson. The girls seem to have invited the whole of Borchester.
I tire of the social pleasantries. I have not yet been required to save anyone from their horse bolting, or had to go to Bath for a timely visit so that a dull friend of my cousin could pine for me.
Well, Mr. Gill was telling me of daughters. You can hang about until one of them drops off the cob, or what? Well, there's always the Button girls.
There is only one girl sufficiently accomplished to enable me to enjoy a country romp such as this, and she, I believe, is at Little Croxley. Oh, how I miss Fanny. However, I think they have started the Gay Gordons, should you not go and dance. I see Dan Hebden Lloyd is remarkably good at it.
Yes. And there he is, dancing with his erstwhile acquaintance. Did you not know he was a friend of Dorothy?
Doesn't surprise me. I've heard he is excessively fond of balls. But who is this extraordinary young woman approaching us? The one with bits of twig in her hair?
Ah, oh, that's Miss Madicani Aldridge. She dances exquisitely if you can get past the pong of patchouli.
Good evening, gentlemen. You are, I presume, Mr. Hackinson. Do you not find any of us to your liking, sir?
The noisy clatter of a bucolic festival is not for me, Miss Madicane Aldridge. But if you wish to dance, then pray allow me to accompany you.
I should like it above all things, especially as Lord Royston of Tucker is looking in my direction, and I'm not going there again.
And for myself, I shall go and ask that lady over there to join me in a quadrille.
Captain McCreary crosses the room to where a slightly untidy lady stands, delicately sniffing a nosegay held in one hand and cramming canapes into her gob with the other.
You up for a dance, hen?
I would be delighted, sir, but I am somewhat encumbered by these wellies.
But what delightful wellies they are, madam. And how well do they match your eyes?
Sir, the nimbleness of your feet is surely matched by the agility of your tongue.
Oh, you've heard that, have you?
I have indeed, sir. But I warn you, I must leave soon to be up betimes for milking and that.
Then let us pop out into the conservatory and refresh ourselves with a little sit-down.
Go on, then.
Are you ill-qualified to recommend yourself to strangers? Have you failed to twist your ankle in a culvert recently? We can oblige you with introductions to the most eligible. Not a person on our books is worth less than £3,000 per annum, and all have a small estate in Suffolk, small head of cattle and a barouche. Send a secret letter via a cousin to the manager, Susan Carter, at Harmonious Match.
Miss Madicarne Aldridge struggles to make conversation with the haughty Mr. Hackinson, as they glide around the floor. Both excellent dancers, they appear to be in total unison, apart from what appears to be a mutual desire to punch each other's lights out.
So, Miss Madicarne Aldridge, you dance very well for a country clodhopper.
Thank you, sir. I have travelled extensively, scattering children like dust as I roam.
How many do you have?
Children? Well, there's two brown ones and a white one. But as to their whereabouts, sir, I am at a loss. However, it is of no matter. They are being well cared for, probably.
I see.
And you, sir, what are your circumstances?
Well, I own two houses, three carriages, two footmen, and Dorset. I fill my days with brooding darkly, wearing a wet shirt, having spaniels, being rude yet sexy, and shooting liberals.
Well, you'll find good hunting in Borsetshire, although liberals are scarce. The Reverend Shula Hebden Lloyd is our master of foxhounds. She stands over there. No, it's not a bustle, but I can see why you'd think it was.
I see. Forgive me, madam, but you seem to me to be indiscreet, loud, forward, and lacking in all the qualities required of a gentlewoman.
I knew you'd like me once you got to know me.
Happily, the dance is now ending, madam. I trust I will see you neither in this world nor the next.
Oh, don't be so grumpy, Mr. Hackinson. Don't go. Thomas Croker and his Borsetshire bass boys are just tuning up. Mr. Hackinson!
To the alarm of the assembled company, from the conservatory comes the unmistakable sound of a Scotsman engaging so thoroughly in sexual congress that he's pushed a grand piano through a plate glass window.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
As she sits among the wreckage of her ballroom, surrounded by bits of piano, smashed glasses of hock, and what appears to be a shredded kilt, Mrs. Gill, the new resident of Home Farm, discusses the evening's entertainment with her husband.
Well, Bab, that was a proper shit show and no mistake. I've never seen a more common lot of buggers in my life. I'll not be doing that again, not if you paid me. And that Jennifer Aldridge, I thought she was supposed to be genteel. The things that woman was doing with the hot water tap had to be seen to be believed. We should have stayed in bloody Tipton. You and me, we're going straight up the house agents tomorrow and getting our semi back.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.